Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford, Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank, and Mike Long, Mike's Landscaping Lighting. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We got a packed show. Packed. We're covering a lot of things. In addition to the breaking news coming up after the intro, I'm going to be talking about how to buy two investment properties instead of one. Great information coming up next. But first, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Good morning. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Breaking news, Kleppen.
What do you got?
I got suspended from Facebook for 28 more days.
Oh, my God.
I was all into the social media thing. They said it was a fad.
They kicked you out of the club.
I believed them, so I started getting in on it about 40 years late. Go to post a video, our second video. We got 1,700 views last week. All excited. Mike's on the bridge with us. It was 80 degrees last week. It's sleeting today. It's 30 degrees. Right. We're freezing. Did this video. It's awesome. Facebook blocked us.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Take it to TikTok, man. You'll show them.
I took me 30 years to learn how to use the Facebook thing. I tried to switch over to Instagram. We kind of crashed and burned that one.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't feel my fingers, so I guess we came in here. I'm suspended.
I get it. Yeah, that's
check
really
that box off.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Right?
Have you ever been suspended from Facebook?
No, I don't have a Facebook account.
Obviously, Kleppen, exactly. Have you?
No, not as of yet.
Mike, okay. Landscape Lighting. Has anybody in your family ever been kicked off of Facebook?
No, but not I yet. Know people that have been. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Josh.
Nope. Wife manages it.
Wife manages. Oh, you're smart. Yeah. Mike.
Nope. Never.
Okay.
Yeah, you need. Yeah, we need someone smarter than us. To be doing, like, I'm not on social media.
They said
at all.
A trained monkey could post a video.
Is that what they said?
That's what they said.
Yikes.
Yes.
They obviously never met
this monkey.
Exactly.
You're
not very trained that well.
Right.
That's the reality.
I'm refined. I don't even know what I said. I said something. I wish somebody a happy birthday in my own special way. I said sexy in a word.
Yeah.
You know, a female dog, because
yeah, exactly.
That's how it's a good friend
like
of mine.
That's legit on social media.
And I got bounced off for 28 days.
Well, TikTok doesn't suspend anybody, so you should be good on there.
Exactly. You're clear.
Yeah, Dave, have you looked into this TikTok thing?
I just signed up. I'm on TikTok.
Are you?
Follow me. I'm going. My goal is a million.
A million followers
across all my platforms.
That's amazing.
Because I'm doing the whole social media thing now.
Cool. So
I'm going to do it, but I'm probably going to get banned.
Okay.
But it's David Hochberg, 56. David, Hochberg, on 56.
Okay.
Because obviously 56 David.
Yep.
And it's David _ Hochberg on Instagram.
Okay.
And I got 28 more days. Kleppen?
Yes, sir.
Call the trib. Get the film crew out here.
We need them.
Is this lead material?
Call WGN. Get the van out here.
Yeah, get the van.
You got it. We'll get we'll go live. We'll go live.
Yeah,
get,
could we?
Call Larry up and get Larry down there.
The backstory. You know,
Larry
we need
Potash.
The backstory.
Yeah, get Larry Potash and the crew down there.
We are live on Facebook.
We're on live. Thanks a lot, Mike. There goes that.
You can always go back to MySpace.
All right, Kleppen.
There you go.
How about that? Okay, we're gonna go real quick around the horn. I'm sweating. I'm all upset.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm kicked off. It's like when I got suspended at Manny's for putting up naked pictures of my friend Mike Spatz. But that's a whole nother story.
That actually makes sense.
That got me 5 days.
Yeah.
My mom was not upset because I had to stay home with her.
Sure.
That's a whole nother story.
So she liked it.
But he tried to get me and I got him better.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for you.
I disrupted the entire.
And that was only 5 days.
That was only
28 days.
Dean Shulgin, he's like, you interrupted the entire educational format here.
Wow.
At
Maine East
High School. I'm like, Dean, come on. Let's not get crazy. But it was a great
5 days.
It was a great burn.
Okay.
I think I got the upper hand on it. It was worth the 5 days.
Can we get that guy on the line?
Mike Spatz?
Yeah, and to see how he feels about that. Was it a good
I'll get my buddy Mike.
Can we get Mike.
He tried to set me up for an embarrassing situation.
Nice.
I'm like, I'll trump you.
Nailed it.
I nailed it.
That's cool.
Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. We had some hail. Holy smokes, do we have some hail. I'm coming back from the ILACP conference. Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police at a Lombard, and I'm driving past O'Hare on Thursday coming home. I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, hey, I got to slow down here. Bing, 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 bing. It was like ping pong balls flying off my car. And then I get past Willow, nothing. So from Tui, Rosemont to I don't know, just past maybe Lake Street. Okay, what is that? Maybe 3 miles, Josh?
Yep.
Bing, 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 bing. It sounded like BBs were hitting my car. And I thought of you immediately. I'm like, we got to get Mike on this weekend.
It has to start and stop somewhere. It has to. You're going to get hit in some towns and areas and streets and wherever. And then again, next door, you're not.
You told us that cars were demolished in Deerfield, and we got nothing in Northbrook.
The storm on April 4th, West Deerfield, Riverwoods, cars were totaled.
That's crazy.
Hundreds of hits.
All right, let's talk about that. We're going to be talking about what you need to do after a hailstorm.
Yep.
Okay, because it seems like they're coming every other week now.
It's crazy.
Phone number.
888-4-ROOFER, 888-476-6337, or info at lindholmroofing.com.
Josh Herman, BMO, what are we talking about today? Because I also want to talk to you about home equity line of credits.
Yep.
Because you're welcome. For the 40 people we're sending you a week, it's literally, I got a 3.5% loan, I need $25,000. You know, should I refinance? No, you shouldn't refinance. Well, this right. other guy told me I should refinance. No, you shouldn't exactly. refinance. You right. should take out a line of credit. So I want to talk about that.
Yep.
Well, what are we going to be diving deeper into?
You know, we got specials on the home equities ending this month. Talk about business banking, business lending, and then private bank, wealth management, investments. Anything really our listeners are looking to discuss that has to do with banking.
All right, crazy market. I want to talk about the economy, too. There are cracks, there's fissures in the economy. So the rate increases over the past 13, 14 months are finally starting to see the day of light. And I also want to talk to you about bank financing for corporations and medium and small businesses, because I read an article in Bloomberg that which we talked about a month ago when SVB went out, when we had the tutorial on how to blow up a bank.
Mm-hmm. Very, very tight with a lot of banks out there
now. We predicted that was coming, and now all of a sudden you're reading it a month later, Bloomberg, you know, credit tightening for companies. So I'm like, hello?
Yeah, it's something to watch closely.
Phone number.
847-756-5512.
Mike Landscapes Lighting, you came out to my house.
Yes.
Got my little spring tune-up going.
Absolutely. We were back out there yesterday as well.
Well, thank you. I didn't even know that.
Your GFCI popped on that pool house again.
Yeah, your GFCI, Dave. Don't you hate it when your GFCI pops, Dave?
Dude, you know what? It's popped like 3 times. And I'm just like, hey, Mike, can you send your guys back out? The light's out. He's like, we were just out there. I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm looking out. I don't got no backlights. I got no side light. He's by the GFCI.
Yeah.
And he showed me where it was.
Go see someone about that. It's popping GFCI.
It's probably, they're getting ready to open the pool, so you're getting the water off the cover, and then you open that little
pool
thing
is open.
So whoever uncovered the little box, opened the box up that our transfer is plugged into, that's what caused it. You get rain, and it gets water in there.
See?
All right.
Now you know.
We stop it opening boxes.
Yeah.
What else are you going to be talking about?
So we're going to talk about how we helped the homeowner, had an avid listener in Northbrook. Had an old system, and we were able to upgrade a system. And we're also going to talk about the worst thing that a homeowner could do as far as their outdoor lighting system.
Okay. And I want you to come over this year with Ray, wants to check out the backyard. She couldn't make it to our little soiree that we had. And then it got late in the season, and things came up. She wants to do something at her house as well. So she'll come the 3 miles to my house, and you could walk her through.
Awesome.
Everything that goes there. Yeah. I get 15% on
that.
Good deal. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to?
Area code 262-358-9100.
Josh Herman. We talked to Josh. I'm looking at Jeremy. Began with the J.
You're really good at this.
I'm good at
whole
this.
Radio hosting thing.
After another 18 years, I might have it down. I'll be 87. But perfect. What are we discussing?
Whatever you want to talk about. Yeah, we could talk about decks. We could talk about that video reel that we were watching earlier.
Yes.
But that guy. That was pretty interesting.
Yes.
He was throwing out those opinions, which was pretty cool.
Very cool. So we'll talk about opinions of doing your own work instead of hiring a contractor.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. Phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a great letter from Frank Strell in LaSalle. So thank Frank for the kind words. Actually typed a letter and spent the 68 cents to drop it in the mail and send it to us. So it was very kind of you, Frank, and everybody here appreciates your warm comments and all that other good stuff. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981. I want to come back. The gentleman I met yesterday at or over the past sip of the day working at the ILACP conference, the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, came up to me and said, you do mortgages. I'm looking to buy investment properties. And he had his way of doing it, Josh. And I'm just like, well, maybe you should think about doing it over here. He's like, well, I want to buy a $500,000 place for cash. I'm like, why don't you maybe buy two $500,000 places and put $250 down on two homes? He's like, I never thought of that. So we're going to talk about that, Josh, after these messages. He's listening right now. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'd like to do the first segment to educate our listeners on the different things that they might not have thought about, or they might have thought about, but there's another way to think about it as well. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago from your host who's been banned from Facebook, David Hochberg. Be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this, because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar, because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through, and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune, taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I could do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh, my God, David.
I could do that.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You got to look into OnlyFans, possibly, then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here, though. Don't Google it here.
Yeah, now I know what OnlyFans is, so don't... Josh told me this morning. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So, Josh, we got our first text, one of our first texts of the show. 773. You mentioned everyone should have a line of credit at a bank. I specifically say BMO. Why? So go ahead. I'll tee that one up for you, Captain.
There's a litany of answers to that. But, I would say, first and foremost, emergency fund. Something you could fall back on should something pop up out of the blue. The roof caves in and you need to get it taken care of immediately. You got the funds to do it and not have to wait for the insurance company to come out and send a zillion different things. Pay down debt. Debt consolidation is huge. If you're paying 21% on a credit card, you do a home equity line of credit, you could be paying potentially a third of that. There's a number of different things.
Best time to take out a line of credit is when you don't need a line of credit. So the line of credit is there, up and running. So for when the emergency happens that you never thought you'd need the line of credit for, it's there.
Exactly.
Like when you lose your job or when your credit cards are maxed out, you need an extra $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 or $100,000. I always recommend to our listeners, let's keep it simple, stupid. Okay. If your house is worth $400,000, which is the average price of the listing area, $400,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to use a median income, a median house price, right? Just keep the math simple.
Yep.
80% of $400,000 is $320,000. The listener calls in and says, I have a $100,000 mortgage. Mm-hmm. I only need $20,000 to pay off whatever I need, or $50,000 to do an addition, whatever it is. Yep. Right, you live in a $400,000 house. You got a $100,000 mortgage. You're at 25 loan to value. Right,
mm-hmm.
Your
Correct.
Mortgage is 25% of the equity of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can go up to 80% at the lowest rate today. So you take 320 minus 100. You have access to $220,000.
Yep,
you're talking to the banker at BMO Harris, and you're applying for a line of credit. and you have great credit, you have good income, mm-hmm. but you only need 25. But you're doing all of this paperwork, and you're spending all of this time doing it, and you qualify to take out a $220,000 home equity line of credit in this specific example.
Yep.
Take out the 220.
Exactly. It's an emergency fund. It's an insurance policy that you there's no difference if you take out 25 or 100 as far as what our fees are. You only pay what you use.
You only pay the interest on the money you Correct. Take out of your home. So not to gain access, if you only needed 20, great, but you're leaving $200,000 of accessible liquidity on the table, which is just ridiculously bad move.
Yes, agreed.
For you and your family, something happens, God forbid, that happens all the time. We're Jewish, Josh. We say, God forbid. Our mother said that 4,000 times by the time we were bar mitzvahed. Okay? The umbrella we live under. God forbid something happens. The money is nice to be able to open up your checkbook, go to BMO, stroke a check for whatever
Transfer
you need.
Transfer right to your checking account. In 2 seconds, it's there.
Boom.
You get a lump sum back for some reason. The insurance comes in and pays. You just transfer it right back, and you pay it back down. It's extremely flexible, interest only. Gives you features. You could lock it in, too.
Hold on.
Into a loan.
You've got a business. We've got to go to a break, and I want to get this out. You've got a business. And 2007, 2008 happens. You've got a line of credit against your house. The entire world economy collapses and implodes, right? You've got equity against your home to fund your business when all the banks are seizing up due to the housing crisis.
Yep.
What do you do? What did I do? I immediately went to my line of credit, pulled the money out, put it in the bank.
Yep.
Why? Because I could.
Exactly.
I paid a little bit of interest to have access to that money because eventually the bank started closing the line of credits down due to the liquidity problems.
Correct.
But guess what? I saw it. I was living it. I was at the eye of the storm. Wrote the check for 250 G's, put it in my account. It sat there until things got better. I paid a couple $100. I had prime minus 2.5. It was ridiculous.
Right.
I was borrowing the money at 1 3/8. I gladly wrote it so I had access to that 250 if God forbid I needed it. Things were good in the mortgage business back then because they started jacking things around to get loans going and the economy to recover. But that's why it's there. I use me as a perfect example because that's what I did.
Yep. I've used it several times in the past myself.
Yes. So that's the answer to your question. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I want to talk about the gentleman buying two properties instead of one. Like I teased, I just checked, Jeremy. I'm still banned from Facebook.
Okay.
3129. Thank you to the 20 some people that signed up for my Instagram account or my.
How about that?
My TikTok.
Loyal
account.
Listeners. Right.
And I understand TikTok is Chinese government. I get it, but that's where all the kids are. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Coming back with more. Josh Herman, BMO Harris after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Josh, I work the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police conference in Lombard. Met a lot of great chiefs, police chiefs from all the way down central Illinois, all around the area. Great men and women in the law enforcement professional. Sitting next to a gentleman who wanted to buy some real estate.
Sure.
So he's like, I'm a veteran. He was a Marine, Special Forces, like five or six deployments. He's all shot up. I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
Pretty awesome guy.
Pretty awesome guy.
Cool. Yep.
Just a good dude.
Yeah.
Got a couple of VA loans as well. He should. He's 100% service-connected disabled, as he should be. So he's like, hey, I'm thinking about buying a home for cash. What do you think? I'm like, what's the price? Like about $500,000. I'm like, well, why don't you buy two? He's like, how do I buy two? I'm like, well, why don't you take $250 instead of blowing your whole cash load out?
Right.
He's already got three or four different properties. He wants to get into owning real estate and all that stuff. I'm like, okay, why don't you look at putting $250 down on one and then go buying a second one and $250? He's like, I never thought of that. I'm like, well, you've never met me before. Luck of the draw.
But you're magical.
But that is how leverage works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. He wants to build his portfolio up to like 10, 15, 20 properties, working hard, right? Hardworking Marine. God, he's got his numbers, spreadsheet guy. If I do this, I might want to put. I want it to cash flow. He understands the appreciation game, right? He's got somebody that's going to manage it for him. I'm like, why don't you buy two? He's like, oh, nice. Never thought of that. So now he's going to be buying two.
There you go.
So and we're going to be doing two loans.
Does he have equity in his house? He can use the line of credit for, you know, if he wants to put the 100% down on one. And
that's exactly what I told him. Yep. So I talked to him. He drove home, right? He drove home, called me with his wife. Why don't I just buy it with the line of credit? I'm like, you could.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're at 8% today.
Yeah.
As opposed to locking in at 7% by putting that much money down, you get a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
I go, it doesn't make sense to me why you'd want interest only at 8% on the variable when you can get it now. We just refinance it when the rates drop because the rates will drop.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that's great. We're going to buy two properties instead of one. I'm glad I met you.
Well, here's the thing I like is that if you use a line of credit, you pay cash. You come in as a cash buyer.
Sure.
And then you immediately turn around, lock it in with a mortgage.
Right.
And then pull you as much cash out as you can. Yep. And you go and do the next one.
100%. Mm-hmm. He's got a couple of... He was stationed out in California, so he has a condo in California. We all know what real estate values have done in California. Forget about it.
They went up a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a smidge.
More than doubled.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
So he's got a ton of equity in a condo. You guys will not do home equity line of credits on a non-owner-occupied condo.
Correct.
But you will do it on his other home is a single family that he has a rental on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said up to 70% you gain access, which you should have access to.
Well, we will do it on an investment property. So
right, but the single family is a non-owner-occupied investment property.
Yeah.
But I think you'll only go to 70%.
Correct.
In order to, you know, hedge your challenge. But that is a perfect example of where leverage comes into play.
Absolutely.
When it comes to real estate.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it. You come in as a cash buyer, and then you secure a long-term fixed mortgage, and then you redo it when the rates come back down.
Correct. Here's a good one. 847. I'd like to hear your take on this.
Okay.
Any advantage other than lowering the balance to applying additional principal on the monthly mortgage payment? Current balance is approximately $101,000, and the rate is 3.5%. Your thoughts?
There's a lot of other things that you can do right now to earn greater than that.
You're getting T-bills in the fours.
Yeah.
You're getting the securest investment on the planet, treasury bonds.
Mm-hmm.
I-bonds.
Yeah. We were just talking about that before the show.
Yes. Treasury bonds that you could get for, it starts with a four.
Yeah.
So why you would want to pay down a 3.5% mortgage when you could take that extra money and put it into bonds and earn an additional money in another investment portfolio.
CDs are paying higher than that.
Yes, they are.
And that's, you know, but again, you got to pay tax on the interest and so forth. But at the end of the day, you know, if you do it right, your CDs will pay you higher.
And you could gain access to that CD when the CD expires to have access to the liquidity.
Correct.
And when you put it into a T-bill, 3, 6, 9, 12, 2-year, 5-year, whatever the hell term you want, you could just ladder that up and keep rolling it. And if you need the money when the 3 months is up,
that's right.
You pull it back.
Same thing with bonds. You could build a bond portfolio.
Mm-hmm. So that's where the financial education of you and the show comes into play. Yep. You don't build wealth. I love Dave Ramsey, okay?
Yes,
go buy a used car, do everything 15%, everything is this, that.
That's a really good Dave Ramsey.
I love him.
Yeah, so do I. I also
smart, smart guy.
Yes.
Okay? You know, like Susie Orman. Go into a 15-year fixed loan. Listen, not everybody's making $20 million a year and could get into a 15-year fixed loan. And not everybody can have $20,000 saved, you know, 20% down. I talked to a young lady yesterday. Listen to this.
Yeah.
28 years old. She's got a 2-year-old baby. Okay. She's got 60 grand. She's a server.
Uh-huh.
$60,000 in the bank. She makes $39,000 a year.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean,
wow.
Well done.
That's government.
That's
knows?
What she showed. Right.
Okay.
Okay. So she's got a ton of cash in the bank.
Yep. Sure.
Right. That's what we have to use, Josh.
Right.
Is three
it.
Grand a month.
Yep.
She has six.
What you show is what we have to use.
Is what we
what
go.
You...
What you show is what we got to go
it.
With. Okay.
Exactly.
So we got three G's to work with.
Yep.
So we're going FHA because we got it. I know we got extra money coming in. So the max that we could fit everything in is $1,500, 50% DTI, debt to income, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simple math, $3,000 a month, 50%. So we got to get our principal and interest, taxes, insurance, and assessment, and PMI, all in that $1,500.
Yes. Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
She's got a $350 car payment, And she's got $7,000 worth of credit card debt that's costing her about $350 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So between those two things, that's a $100,000 mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to hang up from me. You're going to pay off your $6,000-$7,000. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay it off every Friday. You're going to use it for the four T's, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look to pay your car loan down to under 10 months so we don't have to pay, count
you don't
it
use,
against
right, you don't count it.
Because once it's under 10 months of a liability, when you go to get a mortgage, we don't have to count against you. Right. I go, we just gained $100,000 worth of availability for you to buy a home. She's like, nobody's ever told me that. I'm like, well, you should have called me sooner.
You got it's all about who you're working with.
That's it.
That's it.
I want to come back with more of that after these messages. 312-981-7200. So I took a veteran, helped him buy two instead of one.
Yep.
And I helped a 28, 29-year-old young lady with a two-year-old with no other support. Works her tail off as a server at a restaurant, going to put herself into a home so she could get out of a relationship right now with the person who, you know, she's hanging with that she needs to get away from.
And she has an asset instead of renting, throwing money out the window and not building any
wealth.
She's
paying herself.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. More with Josh Sherman after these messages. What are you, is your wife listening to me?
Oh, of course she is.
Is she? Mm-hmm. She awake?
Yeah, she's up. Right. She got up. She got up way before me, which
she typically
shocking.
Listens as she sleeps.
She's up at like 6 a.m. every
morning. Yeah, it's nap time listening.
Yeah, it's nap time. Yeah. Well, puts her to sleep. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's it's not that funny. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We got our listeners trained. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all our contact information. Follow me on Instagram, David, D-A-V-I-D, underscore H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. We're going to 1 million. That's my goal.
That's awesome.
What are you shaking your head?
I think it's awesome.
Okay.
I'm a huge ambassador of this.
Okay. So we're going to 1 million. So keep going back and forth saying T-bills and T-bonds. What is the difference? Andrew would like to know, one of our texters.
So it's really when the interest is paid and how long the maturity is. That's typically the difference. You know, bonds will pay, you know, they're usually longer term, pay at maturity. I mean, again, it depends on
I think bond. I'm misusing T-bills. It's a treasury bond.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that's on me, Andrew, you know, the mortgage guy.
Those are
Josh.
Usually shorter.
Sure.
And they'll pay at maturity.
Shorter term.
Yeah.
But you could get 4% money today is the point, and not paying down the mortgage. And having that money liquid for an emergency reason.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got $100,000 in the bank, okay, and you want to pay your mortgage off,
right?
And you know, I would much rather you're getting paying 3.25 or 3.5 or whatever it is. It says 3.5. My bad. I would much rather take that $101,000 because that's what he says his balance is approximately.
Mm-hmm.
Put it into another investment, earning me and my family more than 3.5%.
Exactly. Okay. Plus there's benefits of having a mortgage and you're paying interest in it. You get a write-off if you qualify up to $500,000.
I'm not touching that.
Talk to your CPA.
Exactly.
Yeah, always mention that.
That's one of the things they teach us in continuing ed. Don't give financial advice. Right. So that's why I always ask you.
Yeah. I always tell my clients, always talk with their CPA.
Consult with your CPA.
Absolutely.
312-981-7200. Can I get a HELOC with BMO with my mortgage being serviced by Chase? Of course.
Yeah.
Right? Of course.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who your first mortgage is.
Doesn't matter
serviced.
Who your first is. As long as there's enough equity in there,
right,
and then you meet certain requirements. And a lot of times, I mean, it's credit is your primary driver.
Income.
And income. Those are the two drivers right there. If your debt to income, just like you just mentioned on the previous about your client.
Our server.
Your server. It's about debt to income. And how do we get them into certain ranges?
Yes.
And that's typically, if you're declined for a mortgage, I think you mentioned someone texted in about being
630,
declined.
Got declined, which we'll call after to try to figure it out.
Yeah, got declined over something. And my initial thought was, has good credit, is debt to income.
Well, and we'll take a look at that.
That's usually what it is.
Exactly. You have to qualify. You have to fit in the box.
You have to, yeah.
Okay, we've got Paul here from the Western Burbs. Hey, Paul, you're a police officer?
I am.
Thank you for your service,
buddy. Yes.
Thank you.
How can we help?
So just a few questions. I guess I can start off with, I was trying to understand more how you're talking about borrowing against your mortgage, taking that money, and then doing stuff with it that's going to benefit you in the long run, having that emergency money. So I'm a little confused on that.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let's stop there.
Okay.
You're a police officer. Okay.
Correct.
I'm a mortgage professional. I have less of a chance of getting severely injured on my job than you and the other men and women who do that every single day. Would you agree with that statement?
Correct.
Okay. And the firefighters and first responders, the same thing.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you've got a very high chance of getting injured, a greater chance of getting injured, God forbid, again, there's a God forbid, than anybody in this. Well, Mike, I mean, you could fall off a roof, but, you know, then.
I haven't yet.
Still tomorrow. Still time. You know, but in all seriousness, Paul and the other men and women who are out in the line of duty.
Yeah.
Get injured. Car accidents.
Dangerous work.
It's good to have. How much do you owe on your house, Paul? How much? Mortgage.
My mortgage is, and I have like a second one too. It was like that no interest one with Wells Fargo years ago. But I probably owe around 80-some thousand right now.
And what do you got on the second?
The second, about 28,000.
28,000. Is there a balance on it?
Yes.
All right. And what's your home worth?
My home is probably worth around 280, 300.
All right, so there you go. 380%.
Yeah.
Right? 380% is 240. Mm-hmm. You've got access to another $132,000 worth of equity in your home. In your line of work, you should look at getting another line of credit, paying off the existing one, and getting a new line of credit because you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And what's
And that the existing balance you have out there would transfer over to the new line of credit. And then whatever additional just sits there, and if you need it, you can access it. You don't pay any interest on it. And if you need to access it, you can access it and literally go on your phone and transfer from your line of credit over to your checking account in 2 seconds, and it's available. And if you don't need it, you can transfer it right back.
Okay, so then I should call Wells Fargo, say, hey, look, I want to.
No, you shouldn't call Wells Fargo.
Yeah, we don't call.
Wells Fargo
ask for a payoff letter.
Wells Fargo doesn't do line of credit. Either does Chase.
Right. Correct.
So don't call Wells Fargo because they got out of that business a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not a big fan of a bank that's been, that was opening up credit cards for their clients that didn't know that they were opening up account. That's just me personally. Yeah. My personal. It's got nothing to do with Nextdoor, WGN. But I'm not a big fan of that organization. Okay, even though they've been penalized, I'm not a big fan. They don't do seconds, so call BMO. What's your second question? We got to hit the break here at the top of the hour.
Yeah. Okay, real quick question. So I'm going to get a workers' comp settlement. It's going to be pretty substantial. Mm-hmm. What should I do with that money?
Hold that until after the break. How much are we talking? Six figures?
A little under that, yeah.
All right, 80 Gs?
Maybe around there.
Okay. So a guy's got 80 G's coming in from a workers' comp situation. We're going to put him on hold, pick him up after the break, give him some ideas, and then we'll throw it over to Mike, talk about hail damage, all right? 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. David_HOCHBERG on Instagram. Help me get to 1 million. Shoot.
I love it.
That's how you do it, Jeremy.
Yeah, you just
one follower at a time.
Right out,
Paul in the West Suburban, in the West Suburbs, is a police officer. He's getting... we explained to Paul prior to the break the benefits of a home equity line of credit in his situation to gain access to over $100,000 more worth of equity out of his home. God forbid he has another challenge that he has because he's got a settlement coming in around about 80 G's. So Paul would like to know what the best play for his $80,000.
Well, it's hard to give you an exact play without knowing your full financial situation, you know, how much debt you have out there, what are your long-term goals. I mean, there's a number of different things that I would ask, but definitely sitting down with the financial advisor, I think, would be key in that.
Doing a full-blown analysis.
We look at that. So we look at your P&L and balance sheet. We look at, you know, what's your expenses, what are you spending your money on, or is there any immediate needs, and then put a plan together for you.
Because it might be the best thing, Paul, and I'm not saying you've got $40,000 worth of credit card debt, Paul, but
no.
Some people do.
Yeah.
And if you're getting 80, the best thing you could do right away is pay off the $40,000 worth of credit card debt that's costing you $3,200 a month.
Yes.
Okay, so
100%, right? Always.
Have an emergency fund on the side for immediate need of cash, you know, having the line of credit for a fallback.
Yes.
And then you look at it and you, what can I invest after that?
Paul, are you doing okay now after your settlement and your challenge, your health challenge? Paul, well, there goes Paul. We lost Paul. All right, sorry, Paul.
Thanks for calling, Paul. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Paul just fell off the line there. Okay, we're going to go out to Barbara. Barbara and Roselle, how are you?
I'm great, great. I have a question about my daughter is finishing her medical career or her medical education, and I hear that there's a home loan, if you're a first-time buyer, that she can get a special loan through a medical-type system.
Yeah, they're called doctor loans, number one.
Uh-huh.
They're doctor mortgages, specifically geared towards the men and women who are in the medical profession. Some banks will go up to 100% financing. Others will go up to 95 and 90. But yes, if your daughter would like more information about that, Barbara, we would love to have the opportunity to talk with her in more detail about doctor loans.
Now, if there's a problem, she's got a small problem with her credit rating, but her husband is fine. Can they do it with both of their names? And
well,
is it going to be a problem?
Is he a doctor?
No.
The doctor needs to be on the loan if it's a doctor's loan, or else, you know, I'm a doctor of love, but that doesn't count, right?
So, are you sure that doesn't count?
Yeah, it doesn't count. I tried. I applied and got turned down. Okay.
Dr. Strangelove. Well,
I love it. Oh, there you go.
Oh, so you know. She knows, Dave.
Barbara
knows.
Barbara,
about
you
it.
Just give out rule number one in marketing, Barbara. Give out just enough to keep them coming back. You just went full boat on me. You just blew the whole cover.
Oh, my God.
All right, so here's the deal. The challenge is, Josh, we need to get Barbara's daughter's credit to where it needs to be in order for Barbara's daughter to qualify for a doctor's loan.
Yes.
And I did that in all in one breath.
Yes, you did.
So, Barbara, we need to address the problem that's facing us right now, which is your daughter's credit. So we will help your daughter overcome that challenge so she could qualify for the 100% financing doctor loan, okay?
All right.
You don't sound too happy about that.
We also offer for businesses, she decides to open up a business.
Yes.
Potentially we can do up to 100% financing for qualified
that's
business
even
owners
better.
As well.
Jeremy?
Well,
and do you, do you work with people out of state?
Yeah.
I mean, she's not in state.
Yeah, we both do. Yeah, it doesn't matter where if you're in the I don't care if you're in Canada. It all this information, nothing against Canada. I made it sound like even if you're in Canada. No, there's nothing against Canada. Listen, the information we're giving you is fully transportable.
It's universal.
It's universal to build credit in Mexico, to build credit in Canada. Jeremy wanted to add something.
Yeah, so how long does it take to flip your credit, right? So,
how dedicated are you to making your credit better?
Let's assume everyone's highly dedicated.
If
is
you've
it,
got okay,
is it 6 months.
Fair question. You come to me with a 500 credit score, and you give me 12 months of staying off of the junk and doing exactly what we say. I will gain you 100 points within a year,
at least.
Maybe at least 100 points within a year. Okay. I've seen 150. I've taken people from 500 to 680 in under a year. And then from 680 to 740 within 2 years.
Okay.
So if you're dedicated
and
you do everything we tell you to do. Yep.
So, Barbara, to that point, you don't have to be defeated for your daughter, right?
100%.
Yep.
There's nothing to be defeated. You've got to face the problem. The problem
is... it was just a minor issue that she was having a baby, missed a few payments that she didn't even know she needed to make.
How long ago was that?
All of a sudden, boom.
How long ago was that? When was your grandchild born?
About 5 months ago.
Okay.
And she didn't realize that there were payments due on her loan. And
got it.
All of a sudden, she's like, oh, my God, I've missed four payments. And now her credit rating went to crap.
Yeah. That's a whole nother story. Yeah. Four payments on what? Her credit card or car loan? What?
No, her loan for her medical training.
Okay.
Her loan.
Well, that's even better because that doesn't affect it as much.
Don't worry about it. Here, tell.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Forget. Here,
Chicago, right?
I'm telling you right now. Yeah. I'm fired up.
I know.
If you haven't heard, I got kicked off of Facebook.
I did hear.
I've got a little.
We heard.
I've got an extra edge going here. So, Barbara, I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna hook you up with a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Josh, there's an explanation.
Yeah,
I had a kid.
Yeah.
I've got 700 things going on. I gave birth to another human being.
It's possible to go back to the lender. And,
yes.
And maybe they take some of those off.
Right. I mean, created a life out of my body.
Right.
I had some other things going on while this body was being transformed right. into a baby portal.
That's it.
Okay.
An incubator.
And I gave birth to a beautiful baby. I need some help here. And if not, then up theirs, and we'll get them going. It's typically 12 months after your last disaster, your last derogatory, for you to get fully recovered, or your daughter here. But I will help her get back on the track, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, you hang on. You're going to connect me All with right. your daughter professionally so I can help her out?
I'll try, yes, definitely. All right. Thank you.
Hang on, Barbara. This is what we do here.
That's it.
312-981. And I'm extra.
You're super sauced right now.
I haven't showered
because we can Facebook. Smell and we can tell.
I did the fraternity shower. I got the deodorant on, and I'm sweating through everything. 312-981. We're going to go real quick. Jimmy in Naperville, you got a check from an estate. This is a question for Josh. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good morning.
Morning,
yes,
buddy.
My father recently passed away, and as part of his estate settlement, his annuity fund was sent to me personally, and I put $250,000 into my checking account, and then I distributed equal amounts to my three siblings. So the four of us each got a quarter share of that. My question is since I took the $250,000 and put it into my personal checking account, is that going to be flagged as income to me for next year's tax filing?
I would definitely talk to the CPA on that. It really depends on if there is an estate set up, what the will is, and so forth. But typically, when you receive assets from a death of a family member, usually they're not taxable. But again,
that's a CPA question.
Sit down
there,
and talk to the CPA.
Do you have a CPA, Jim?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah. Well, call him or
do
her.
You recommend one?
We know a lot.
Yeah, we know a ton of them. But if you're happy with the guy or gal that you're working with, the next call or email is to them, him or her, and ask that question. Because, again, talking about taxes and a specific tax question for you specifically, it's impossible for us to get right because there are so many different variables that go into filing a listener's taxes that we just do not want to answer that. It's not fair to us. It's not fair, more importantly, to you and your family. Okay.
I got it. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Hang on, buddy. For your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Larry's been hanging on for Mike for a long time. We're going to take that question, talk about Hale. I promise we'll get you both on here. I promise. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Our phones are blowing up here. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You're laughing a little too hard about that. A little too hard, and your wife is listening on the treadmill.
Well,
we should install. We should install. Oh boy!
We got to get her on the line.
Okay, she'll be installing
can you guys
new locks.
Out how to get Josh's wife on the line?
Yeah, she's googling.
You got her number.
How to change the locks on the doors? That's
real
what
fast.
She's googling right now on the treadmill.
It's snowing right now.
After she picked herself up after falling off the treadmill. You say that type of statement on a Monday or a Tuesday. You don't all you young married men out there, listen, this is a marriage tip. You don't say that going into Saturday night. Right? It's game night. What are you doing?
It's game night.
It's game night.
We got a gala to go to tonight.
It doesn't matter.
You got a gala to go
you
to.
Got no
yeah,
shot.
There's no
you
way.
Complete idiot. 312-981-7200. You are
amateur hour.
She's nice.
Yeah.
We've been married for 22 years.
Stop talking. You're digging yourself deeper. She's nice. She's very attractive. Yeah. She's very smart.
Uh-huh. She's obviously fit.
Obviously very fit. She's on the treadmill.
Exactly.
And he's making stupid comments like that.
On game night.
You're in the locker room getting your ankles taped up and you're throwing out there, the other quarterback sucks. I'm like, what are you doing? You're firing up the other team.
Gosh. Yeah. How did you get so? How did you make it so far at BMO, making such huge mistakes like that? That's incredible.
I like messing with
312. Yeah,
we'll see. Keeps it lively.
We'll see. Yeah, Gila. Yeah, I think she's looking for another date. 312-981-7200. Larry, you've got a question for Mike from Landscape. Mike Long, Landscape Lighting. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, it wasn't a question. It's just an opportunity to sing some praises for Mike. I just wanted some replacement lighting, and what I was looking for was to replace existing broken, fallen over system, you know, and how many times can you replace a cable wire, right? You know, repair that too many times, and, you know, you're left with a mess. So I know what I didn't want. I didn't want more of the same do-it-yourself kind of thing, you know. That what I really needed was a preferred professional offering some quality products, options, backed by a warranty, and what Mike's Landscape Lighting brings, Mike and his team, also known as Angela, it's working with Angela, they bring the experience and creativity to this project. And this is what they do for a living. You know, this is not Mike's Landscape and Lighting. You know, I mean, lots of other home services will do. They cut your lawn, trim your hedges, walk your dog, wash your car,
you know,
all kinds of different things. This is what Mike does for a living. And the result was just jaw-dropping. It's just amazing. I know my neighbors are talking about this project. It looks fantastic. I couldn't be happier.
What do you do for a living, Larry?
What do I do for a living? I work at an empirical marketing print company in Wheeling, Illinois, called SG360.
Your Social Security number and income. No, I'm kidding. So you do what you do, and you're an expert at what you do, correct?
Well, I wouldn't go so far. Well, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Let's
throw it in there. Absolutely. Yeah.
But going out and setting up lighting around your house and on your roof and up and on the, you know, whatever he did. I mean, he's got, I'm like a lighting beacon for O'Hare 35 West Runway, you know, 35 Right Runway, on when the wind's blowing in because my house is lit up. And it's not only looks good, it helps keep my house secure. Right?
Nice. That's another good point. Yeah, exactly. Lots of uplighting, you know, in the right places and the right angles really set the tone, and, you know, and the hues are just magnificent. So, yeah, you get that bonus effect of security as well.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. You want to add
you,
anything,
Larry.
Mike?
It's awesome. We actually just finished this house, and Angela was out there last night doing the final aiming, so that's awesome.
How long did it take?
The install?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say about a day and a half. Am I right?
Yeah, yours about a day and a half. Yep.
Is that your typical? I mean, mine was a little bigger because you had, you know.
You live in Northbrook.
Oh, he live in Northbrook. Well,
don't brag, David.
No. Let's not go crazy. No. I didn't have any lights.
Yeah, right.
I had no lights whatsoever.
Your house is being built, so there's different phases of it.
Right. I didn't have any lights at all. Smart pants.
Oh, okay.
So typical job we get done in a day and a half.
Day and a half.
Yep.
Okay.
In and out. Can't tell we're there.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your story there, Larry, your success.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, David. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy. 312, that's, you see.
Smart, love the show.
Smart guy.
Smart guy.
Nate, you got a quick investment question before we hit the break. Go, Nate.
Hey, Josh. How you doing? Nate from Chicago.
Nice to meet you, Nate.
Hey, my parents are in their mid-70s. They have a portfolio that's kind of been self-managed for a long time in their 401k. I'm trying to take over some of their responsibilities here as they age. Wanted to help them out and see if you had any good ideas. The portfolio size is about $2 million, maybe just a hair over.
Okay.
And I want to see if you might be able to help us set up some options and some ideas on moving forward and as they age.
Yeah, Chino.
That was interesting.
So, yeah.
No,
what was that?
Dave's hitting buttons over here.
Button fired. I apologize on that, Nate.
The bug lady.
No, I didn't mean to do that. So just to recap, because we're going into break.
Yes.
Nate's got parents, retirement age, seven-digit investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. You get these calls a lot just to check it out and do a little checkup
and
maybe rearrange the financial furniture?
Yeah, we look at everything. I would say the best next steps would be sit down with my team and I, and we can do a full review, see what their goals are, see what tax consequences there are, do they have an estate plan, do they have a trust together? I mean, there's a number of things that we go through. And then, you know, are they looking for income? Are they looking for growth?
Security.
So, I mean, there's a number of things that we look at and and really build the plan to achieve those goals.
All right, you're going to call Nate after the show?
Definitely.
All right, Nate, hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product.
Thanks
your
for calling, Nate. Appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing your story and giving Josh a chance to maybe put your parents into something a little more secure with growth.
Yep.
All right, we're going to come back. Mike is going to talk about Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing, about all the hail damage. And then we're going to throw it over to Mike from Mike's Landscape Lighting. And then we're going to bring another Mike in to just ask him something because we want to get three mics
Mike,
in a row.
Mike, Mike,
right? Right? Mike, 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 Mike. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Kleppen is in there trimming his beard, waiting for us to throw it over to him. That's what we're doing here today. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Everybody in the Chicagoland area on April what, 4th?
4th.
Got bombed with hail. This past Thursday, we had a band come through. It was crazy. It was like 3-4 miles wide. Because, again, I'm on 294 northbound, just past O'Hare, coming up to the Rosemont Mall, whatever that is, right? The fashion mall.
Right.
And it starts calming. And it's like, bing, 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 bing. I'm like, holy smokes, call my wife. I'm like, hey, it's hailing like crazy here. It might be a little late. She's like, what are you talking about? It's nothing here. 5 miles away, nothing. So from Rosemont to like Lake Street on 294, anybody that's been on 294, you know where that is, right? It's like basically Rosemont to Glenview.
Right.
Okay, that was the band. I crossed over Lake Street on 294 going north. Stopped. Crazy. But that's how targeted it is, right? So talk about the common mistakes our listeners make after a hailstorm.
Well, first of all, don't panic. You know, the day after, you're going to have door knockers, out-of-state roofers trying to get you to sign blank documents to represent you against or with your insurance company or making you all kinds of promises. Don't do that. You know, wait for and hire a responsible and established roofing contractor that's been around for a while that knows what they're doing, that knows how to handle this. It's not a game. It's not a scam. It's true business. You don't want these guys from out of state. If something goes wrong with the install, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Always.
And you'll be waiting.
Don't panic. Let the adjuster, when you call your insurance company, let the adjuster come out and do his thing or her thing. They almost always know what they're doing.
Jeremy?
Do they always send an adjuster out? Because I've heard that
not always.
Sometimes they're just saying, hey, get some estimates. Like what's normal process? What's
the normal process procedure? Is you call your insurance company, you open up a claim. In a situation like this where it's not a devastating tornado or hurricane where half the home or roof
is
gone.
Let's assume that your home's habitable, right? So it's not an
habitable
emergency.
Hail doesn't always cause leaks. As a matter of fact, probably rarely. What it does is it damages the soft metals around your home, your grill, your windows, your screens. It'll damage the gutters and downspouts, and it'll definitely damage the roof. A roof that might be 10 years old that still has 10 to 15 years of life left in it might now have 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's just prematurely aging.
It's just prematurely aging, but it also damages.
I want to add something else about not signing exactly what you said.
Yeah.
The storm chasers. A good friend of mine, 5-6 years ago, right, just moved into his house. Storm came through Glenview. Substantial hail damage to his house, right? Nothing on my house 2 miles away, but his house completely destroyed the roof. So the storm chasers came out. He signed a contract. You went to his house.
A blank contract.
He signed a contract, and that contract locks that homeowners into the if they use another roofing company. You looked at the contract, or I think Schluter looked at the contract. They couldn't get out of that contract because if they went to you, I sent you over to the house, they were obligated to pay that contractor 20-30% off of whatever you were going to do the roof for. They had them.
Yep.
And they're so desperate, right? The storm comes through. It was a sunny day. It becomes black, right? Big black storm clouds. The wind's going. They thought it was a tornado, and they were happy that it was only the hail. They signed that contract, the first jamoke out of a truck that knocked on their door. I'm like, you're smarter than that?
Yeah.
And he wasn't. And Schluter looked at it and said, if they went with you, that they would have to pay a finder's fee to the other people that they already signed a contract for.
So it's
for.
Just, it's a good idea. Don't sign a blank contract.
With people right? you don't know. Don't sign a blank contract for a gumball.
Anything.
Just don't.
Yeah, okay.
You know, cool. The blank contract, I know you have a 72-hour, is it called right of rescission?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But those 72 hours pass fast. I've heard different stories that those blank contracts don't hold water, that you can easily get out of it.
Yeah.
But I've also heard that, you know, you, and Schluter, who's an attorney, he said they're contracted in.
They are obligated, locked in per the contract that they signed with this Chuck in a truck. I'm sorry.
Chuck in a truck.
Stan in a van.
Stan in a van. Chuck
right.
in a truck.
Right. The guy, the storm. Sorry, Stan. I know Stan's going to be like, well, stop using Stan. You know, the storm chaser. And that's what they do full time. Yeah. They are professional sales men and women that sell on your weakness. They sell on emotion. Your roof is damaged. You're going to get leaking. You're going to get mold. It's going to be a safety hazard. They know all the bells and whistles and levers to push to get you to sign that contract. Don't sign the contract. Work with somebody local.
First of all, you've got 12 months. So, again, hail does typically not cause leaks, but it does damage. Does damage to your gutters and downspouts, the trim around your windows and doors.
Break windows?
It'll break windows.
Yeah.
This past one, April 4th, out in the Riverwoods Deerfield area.
Tell that story.
Right through skylights.
Whoa, I didn't even think of that.
Right through skylights.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Cars. One guy had two cars parked in his driveway. The lady across the street, her housekeeper, their Prius was sitting in their driveway. Three totaled cars on one block. Yep, totaled.
Dang.
Insurance company gave them money for an Audi, a Honda, and then a Prius. Those roofs were destroyed. The gutters and downspouts were destroyed.
Wow.
I saw chunks of wood shingle, cedar shingles, that were just chunked on the ground in the gutter. On the house across the street, the shingles had nice big, like golf ball size black marks on them. The vents were destroyed. The skylight frames were destroyed.
Wow.
The aluminum siding was destroyed. There was holes
I never
in the
thought
vinyl
about
siding.
That's crazy damage.
I mean, you look around your home. I mean, if you were in a hailstorm, Dave, look at your car. You know, you might have knocks on the...
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I got to look at it.
You got to look at it.
Yeah.
Or have somebody that's smarter than you.
Well, Mike, I'm parked behind you, so why don't you look at it?
Yeah, there you go. Mike, no, exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Mike, look at his car. Yeah,
you know what hail damage looks like. I know it's... You can look at the roof of my car.
There you go.
And then tell me if it's damaged. No, I didn't even think of the skylights.
A lot of insurance companies now are telling homeowners to get a quote. Sometimes the adjuster beats you out there. Doesn't matter. Again, let the adjuster, they know what they're looking for. They know what there is to find. And they also have these weather apps that tell them how heavy or big the hail balls were and how windy it was at the time.
And they start calling on homes.
It's called an impact rating.
Mm-hmm. Is there any credit to, like, because I've seen the videos of people showing you, like, the golf ball size or softball size things of hail, like, will they take that into consideration, or they're like, you could have made that? Like, what?
I don't know. You know, most people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's trust them to their honesty.
Okay, sure.
You know, yeah. But the adjusters know how windy it was and how large the hail balls were. Usually a 1-inch hail stone with zero wind, it's not going to do much. But you start getting 1.25, 1.75, 2.5-inch balls coming right down onto your car, your house.
I had 2.5 in Skokie when I was there.
Wow. That was, three years ago.
3 years ago.
Yep.
Yep. 3 years
ago. Evanston and Skokie.
I got a text here from Stephen A. Leahy's wife, Teresa. His brand new car. I don't know if I'm seeing if how many of their cars were damaged. Steve told me that his brand new car that he waited 7 months to get, completely destroyed.
Wow.
His brand new car, because he parked it outside and the hail came down. He's in Riverwood, Bannockburn, which is right there.
Bannockburn,
Riverwoods, Deerfield.
Yep.
It's all the same.
My wife's parents were over at the house in Skokie when that happened, and both cars, $6,000 damage on each.
Oh, ironic. Say hi to Sharon. Sharon, how are you? This is Josh's wife, Sharon.
Oh, this is great.
She just got off.
Hi, darling.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Darling.
Sweetie.
Trying to make up for this one. He's in about a 40-foot crater. Okay, so Sharon, you are Josh's wife. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't know right now.
Yeah, right now, no one knows. You're looking for the date, a date for the gala tonight.
Hold on,
right,
I got a text here. Okay. Got a text here. Let's see. Hold on. I said, please send video of you on the treadmill because Josh doesn't believe it. And she said, interesting. Okay. So next time I'm in the studio, it's like, something like that. Is your question treadmill? She's like, oh, it looks like I'm looking for a new date to the gala tonight.
A new date.
Yeah. And she was wondering if any listeners would be interested in going with her.
Wow, look at the phone lines.
They'll pay for the shoes.
Yeah. Look at the phone lines now.
Anybody interested in going to a gala with Sharon Herman, 312-981-7200.
Because we know Josh isn't going.
I will attest. She's a very nice woman, mm-hmm. very professional. Need to be treated better than her husband's treating her today. Yeah. She says, you know what? There's a lovely handbag I want to add to my collection. She knows how to work it.
Oh, boy.
The dating apps can't hold a candle to us.
That's right. Match.com's got nothing on Home Sweet Home Chicago. All
right. Look at those phone lines.
Yeah. Yeah, Sharon. I just want to make sure that Josh has a home to come home to.
Thank you. Thanks for looking out for me.
There's a nice shed outside.
There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah, with a bed.
A she shed.
Yeah.
She shed.
Yeah. Yeah, with a bed and a remote control. Perfect. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Sharon. That wasn't that bad,
thanks,
was it?
Honey.
It wasn't that bad. Nice talking to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh, you got a lot of work to do.
Thanks.
I think she's looking at $5,000 handbags. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to get more information, Mike, how do they do that?
Give us a call at 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or info@lindholmroofing.com. Free inspection, free estimate. Give us a call.
We got 630 here. April 4 hail. Put 85 dents in my car. $2,300 to fix it.
Likely your home was damaged as well.
My goodness gracious. 312, yeah. David, did you lose your blue check mark also? I never had one, so I don't even know. I don't even know about Twitter. I'm not a big Twitter guy. But no, I did not lose it because I never had it. I guess you can't lose something you never had. Well, that's a whole nother story. Wow. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Okay. Leave it. I'm glad your father's not here because your father, we'd go down the road and Dean Richards would be parachuting in here. 312-981-7200. I turned your mic off. 312-982 to protect me against you. 312-981-7200.
I know you do.
Dang darn it. 312-981-7200 to make a pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Josh had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, crikey.
Why?
Please, he's not a real banker.
No.
But that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why
he's
like
unique.
Him. That's why he's not right.
He's unique.
Just not right.
No, just there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Texter here from 224. My old neighbor was a storm chaser for roofing. He asked me to go out with him on a part-time job and offered me a percentage of all the jobs he received. He knew how to look for elderly homes by the landscaping. Okay, I don't know how you could identify that, but okay. I just couldn't do it. Had him take me back home and called him an unappropriate name that I'd get canceled for. Begins with an A. Please keep telling people to be careful and use their insurance company. And don't sign anything. Well, thank you, 224, for that.
Good advice.
For that advice. Okay. So, Michael, when you're out rolling around, can you identify homes of elderly, of experienced homeowners by their landscaping?
I cannot.
That's pretty impressive.
And we don't knock door to door. We let them call us.
So talk to me. We got a short stretch here before the break. Then I want to go longer and more detailed. What are the new trends in lighting today, right? You went to the lighting show. I saw all the pictures. You went to your conferences. You're coming out of the slumber of the winter here up north. All your friends down in Florida and the South and the Southeast and the Southwest have been rocking and rolling all through the winter. You're now coming out of hibernation, as all of us are. What are a couple of trends, and then we'll dive deeper after the break? A
couple trends. Well, bistro lighting's been going on forever. That's the cafe-style lighting that goes above you for a patio.
Very cool. I have that.
Permanent permanent holiday lighting is a new thing that we're doing as well. That's the so it looks like Christmas lighting or the holiday lighting you put along the roof line, but it's up there year-round. You can use it for all the holidays. We're okay. doing that.
Huh. Probably not big for Jewish people, but okay, go ahead.
Well, we still have holidays.
We got blue.
Okay, well, I'm saying the Christmas lighting.
Well, yeah, but...
And you don't have to go up and put it up every year.
But yeah, what other Jewish holidays are there?
Well, there's Passover. You could flash pieces of matzah
okay.
against
can
the side
can
of your
Can you do that, Mike? Can you flash the matzah?
What color is matzah?
What color? Whitish,
Josh, it's like a yellow? Whitish beige.
It's a creamish beige. Yeah. With little,
yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. See, Dave? Yeah.
You've got Simchas Torah where we're dancing around with the Torahs, so you could have a bunch of Jews dancing with Torah. You have Torahs dancing on the
Mike,
side
you're
of
missing a market. There I'm is a Jewish market. Market. Yes.
I'm actually, I retract my statement.
Yeah, now
I'm,
you I'm like, know. Exactly. Yep.
I've got a whole, I've just created a whole market for
whole market.
So wait
Jewish housing lighting.
So you're saying you leave permanent, so then like 4th of July,
yes.
I bet you my wife
it's
is actually, listening right now.
It's a more,
she's going to call you.
It's
this
a more involved
a
process,
idea.
And it's all, you actually install a track first, and the light goes in the track, and it's covered, and there's a module up there. You can control it with your phone.
Are you putting this on top of gutters, on top of roof lines?
It'll be just below the gutter and then along the fascia.
Quick question. Can you install outdoor speakers to coincide with the flashing lights? There's another market.
Yeah.
Somebody probably smarter than I could do that. That's like marketing.
I am a This is Northern Illinois.
That's why Facebook took your
This is Class of 88 Northern Illinois. I'm a marketing maven
here. They knew you were too good at marketing.
If you install lights with speakers, you could have a symphony of lights going.
Oh, yeah. Up. Can I do red, white, and blue lights at my house?
You could do whatever color. America. Yeah, there's. I hear there's over a million different combinations of lights and strobing effects that you could do on with these lights.
Wow. Red, right?
They are really
red,
cool.
Red, white, and blue. I'd
red,
like
white,
that.
Blue, yes.
Yep, I would like to see what color right is, because you said you red, right, and blue.
I did. Right, wrong,
I cut
and
out
red,
myself.
Right, blue.
It's just out there to get. I had to get it. All right, well, your phone number and website, we're going to come back. Dive deeper after that. What's the best way to reach you?
262-358-9100 and then WGNMike.com.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The phone lines, the text line, and the photo line is 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. You can go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, download podcasts, previous shows. Dave from Munster, we're going to have Mike pick you up during the break to talk about your challenges. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. That is the number that you call, you text, or you send in your pictures of any challenges that you have. We're going to pick it up with Mike Long from Mike's Landscape and Lighting right after this segment here. We're going to take a quick detour. Dave Haas, how are you? Miracle Method?
Hey, good morning.
We have a
good
winner.
Afternoon.
Right. It's morning out in Wyoming. So unless you're in Wyoming, let's get it straight. So you had a contest here at WGN, giving away an easy step. And how many people entered?
We had just about 300 entries this year.
Wow, that's amazing. That's pretty strong. Nice job. And are you announcing the winner, or am I announcing the winner?
You know what? I can do it, and I wanted to remind the listeners that what we're doing is giving away that easy step, which is that very economical way to modify your bathtub to get into the shower easier.
And
I definitely can announce it, Dave.
Okay, well, there's not only one winner, because this is 2023, and everybody's got to win something, right? Because it's a contest. So for the other unfortunate listeners who are not as fortunate as the winner, you're giving a discount to them, a coupon, if they want to install one of these wonderful pieces of equipment in their bathroom.
Yes, thank you. So everyone that entered is going to have that opportunity to get $200 off. And in fact, because the competition ran for a long time, but in case any listeners didn't hear it, didn't know about it, what I'd like to do is extend this offer through the weekend onto Monday. So if anybody out there is listening and and wants to learn more about the easy step, they can call the office or visit miraclemethod.com/WGN, mention Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we'll extend that offer through Monday.
$200 off.
Yes, sir.
All right. And the winner is?
The winner is Chicago, Kathleen Lakowicz.
Kathleen Lakowicz.
Woohoo!
You have a new easy step coming your way from David Haas and the unbelievably talented installers at Miracle Method. So that's awesome. And everybody that calls your shop, through Monday. Mentions Home Sweet Home Chicago at 630-326-5378. Well, you'll shave off $200 off the Easy Step.
Exactly right. And then also miraclemethod.com/WGN.
All right, buddy. Have a wonderful week.
Gotcha. Thanks so much. We're calling from the soccer field, by the way. It's snowing out here.
Well, enjoy yourself and hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Like
That's like a hobby that I never want my kids to do is soccer. I hear that's the roughest. Like, as a parent, I hear that's the roughest. So, David, my heart goes out to you right now.
I coach my kids'
do
soccer
you?
Team.
Just for real?
I coach with a guy who was like played collegiate soccer.
Oh, so
he's
like, you look like a knucklehead.
I looked like the father that didn't give a crap. So he set up cones and he's having 6-year-olds do drills.
Nice.
I'm like, dude,
yeah,
they're 6-year-olds.
Yeah, you're not gonna get.
They're freaking six. They're playing for the snack at the end of the game.
Exactly.
So he went out of town.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, new rules. You, if your foot touches the ball, you're shooting it into the goal.
Okay.
I'm like,
how did that
new rule.
Go?
We score the most goals. I'm like, see that net down there? New rule. I'm Coach Dave. The other Coach Dave's out of town. You it hits your foot. You forget about the pass. You're going for the open net. Okay.
Yeah. Just you created a bunch of ball hogs, showboating 6-year-olds.
We won. You weren't supposed to count.
There's no I in team.
No, we neither.
He's having running like switch drills. I'm like, they're six. I'm like they're playing for the juice box and the crackers at the end of the game.
Them.
Like, just start bombing them.
They're picking dandelions on the field.
Yeah, I'm like, just start shooting.
New rule.
We scored 28 goals that game.
Heck yeah. Okay. Slaughter rule.
They were six. They That's got the awesome. Juice box.
On their opponent's goals, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't
open goal.
Any open goal.
Six games going. I'm like, you see an open net, just fire it at the net.
Different field. Everything.
You could tell.
I don't know what's happening.
You could tell that was the last game that I coached. AYSO. Holy smokes, bunch of rules. You can't do this.
No, that Easy Step is really awesome for listeners that don't know about it.
It's phenomenal.
It's really the coolest product ever. They have those goofy walk-in tubs nowadays, which are useless and expensive.
And you can convert your shower, your bathtub into
Easy Step is amazing.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring back Mike from Mike Landscapes Lighting, talk about all the newest trends and what's happening in the lighting area of the home, because that's where you could really add pop to your house. Okay, because my street, I think, I always tell the cab driver when I'm coming back from O'Hare at night, I'm like, I'm the only house lit up at the end of the block. And it's like a ghost town, right? It's dark, and I'm telling you, it's like a beacon, runway 37F or whatever it is. All right, we're going to come back after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Bros call. It takes a photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I know these are, high-class problems.
Do you upgrade to the package where the spotlight follows you?
I have that.
What do you mean, like a movie star thing?
Yeah, like...
No, it doesn't
David
follow.
David Hochberg's in the pool.
I'm looking good now. I have to admit, I do look good in a bathing suit.
I know, but it's not worth a spotlight.
No, not at all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. So we were talking about new trends, full holiday theme is hot right now. What do I have? The bistro lights.
Bistro lights. Yep. You have bistro lights in your house as well. Those are hot.
Those are very cool. Those are very cool.
Yeah. Anything. It helps you use an outdoor space because sometimes people don't have big trees to light to get you ambient light. So we have to do it that way to have a place they can use. So, but yes, color changing. Anything color changing because even for like the up lights in your house, you can have those color changing so you can set them up automatically for holidays, birthdays, whatever you want. They'll automatically change colors for you. That's hot. Just outdoor lighting in general is hot right now.
What town did the gentleman who called during the 11 o'clock hour live?
He lives in Johnsburg.
Johnsburg.
Yes.
Okay. Do towns have permitting challenges for you to do your work, or can you just go out because it's low voltage and do whatever you want? Or is there a general acceptable practice when putting lights, up lights and in lights and bistro lights, or do you need permits?
It's becoming more and more popular for towns to start getting processes involved for outdoor lighting because there's so many companies out there doing bad outdoor lighting. So Lake Forest is one. Lake Forest has had a permit for outdoor lighting for years and years and years. I'm trying to think of other towns around here. There's a couple towns in like Madison, Wisconsin. We don't work up there, but Madison, Wisconsin, they actually just came out with the new process that they're actually trying to ban all outdoor lighting.
What?
It's ridiculous.
Why?
Because people happened? Are doing it so bad. They're shining lights at neighbors' houses. So I get it, but when you hire a professional, like I'm a certified outdoor lighting designer. I'm not going to do anything that's going to get you in trouble. But it's becoming more and more popular, and they're just coming up with these stupid rules. They don't understand how lighting works.
Do you ever light up an outdoor basketball court?
Yes. Yes, we have. Yeah, if there's trees close by, we'll put lights up in the trees, or if we have to, we'll post in the ground and get it that way. Absolutely, yeah. A lot of sports courts.
Do you have a dark outdoor basketball court that you're looking about lighting up?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. All right.
Sports courts are very popular, and we do a lot of those, yes.
Is there anything you could do to help cut down the bugs? Put certain lights in, or
LEDs in general do not attract bugs.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. So the old incandescent bulbs, the heat would attract the bugs.
Interesting.
The bugs.
The buds.
LEDs, the heat is in the back of the lamp, if you want to call it. So they really do not attract bugs.
All right,
we got to test that.
Here's a text question here. Ready for this? Ask the landscaping lighting guy, if they have anything that can be installed on the peak of the home permanently, LED type, and have different colors for different seasons. That's what you just talked about.
Yes, we do that. I would. I don't like installing lights up on the peaks.
What's a peak? What are we talking?
The corner, the upper corner of your house.
Why would listeners put it on the peak of the house?
Because that's a lot of things that builders are doing now. They're putting lights hiding them in the soffit and shining down. But as soon as you walk up to the house, your eyes just go straight to those. It's a glare bomb. So
what do you recommend?
We can light it from the ground up.
Oh, so you like the up lighting instead of the down lighting?
Yes. Sometimes you have to do down lighting, but most of the time we can light it from the ground up, and then you don't see the light source.
So why are the builders doing it from the peak? What would the benefit be?
It's a way to get lighting in there. It's just an up charge that they can add another thing to their building. I mean, that's what it is, basically. It's just another thing they're trying to sell customers.
Interesting.
Yeah, soffit lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's coming.
What are you seeing with your clients, with the outdoor lighting?
I think the uplighting is still a huge popular thing. You know, obviously with like water features now, people are doing that. Mm-hmm. Porch lights, street
Do you
lights,
do a lot of water features? Because I've seen backyards. Holy smokes. Yeah. These people put $300,000 to $400,000 in their backyard.
Oh, yeah. And think about it. If they don't light it, it disappears when it gets dark.
That's true.
That's what I tell my clients. I said, you just spent how much on this landscaping? And when the sun goes down, it disappears.
So you guilt them.
Yeah. I guilt them into spending more money.
Talk about an upcharge.
To enjoy the space that they have.
You need to enjoy it, yes.
Yeah. If you're just highlighting the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's lit, they're going to want to go outside. If it's dark, nobody wants to sit in an area where it's dark.
Okay, I use my house. I have a fire pit, right?
Yep.
You guys installed lights underneath the fire pit, so it was down lighting.
Yep. And we did it after the fact, too. It was already built.
Yes.
Yeah.
Genius move on my part.
That is very cool.
So they had to come out, channel underneath. I think the landscape guy had to come out to remove some of the tiles that I had.
Yep.
And ran a channel, and then you ran copper up and attached it to the back, and it looks cool.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it looks really cool.
Because, especially around a fire pit. When you have it on, it's really bright, and you turn it off, and you go to get up, and you can't see, and it's good, safe to have lights around there so you can see when you're getting up, so you don't fall into the hot fire pit.
You might have had one or two too many
s'mores.
Not drinks.
Oh,
s'mores.
S'mores.
Yeah, s'mores. Come on.
S'mores.
The kids
s'mores.
Are listening.
Okay.
Yeah, you might have one or too many sodas, and the carbonation gets to your head, and it might discombobulate you. But the tile lights that you did on my new walkway that we put in, which is very cool as well.
We have lots of tools in our toolbox to use for lighting different areas, and that's what we try to use. We have many different products to use.
So when you went out to Johnsburg,
mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the first thing you look at when you go onto property, that caller's property?
Yeah. So he actually found us from WGN. He had an older existing system that he knew was not worth fixing at that point.
Why not?
It was just everything. Nothing was working anymore. They're all busting, falling down. So yes, he was beyond fixing them anymore. So we just looked for things to highlight. You know, look at the house. What kind of structure the house is. What kind of fancy rocks or brick they have on there to highlight
trees.
The house. He has a lot of big trees out there in Johnsburg, so we uplit a bunch of his trees. And he wanted to have some light at the end of his driveway because it was very dark, and he's had family members back into the culvert and stuff like that, so we had to put some lights at the end of the driveway for him so they could see the end of the driveway.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah. So that's what we look for safety things to address. We look for accent areas to highlight.
Can you turn those lights off? So if you have a family member that you really want to back into the culvert, can you turn them off? Or maybe had a set of lights into the culvert so they think they're driving? I'm just asking. It's another market for you. You know.
Yes, you can do anything you want to.
That's a market.
Do you have a list?
I got a whole bunch of lists in my head.
Yeah, don't say them out loud.
I don't want to say them out loud. People steal my ideas and make a ton of money.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So when you go into Johnsburg, right, do you set up, is it per light? Is it set up per job? I mean, how is somebody, when they're budgeting a lighting job, should they budget to make sure that they have enough lights and enough features and enough accents?
So we'll talk about budget while we're walking around. And either way, I'm going to design the project to cover everything they want to do, so we have the right size transformers and stuff. But then if we need to break it up into phases, if we're over the budget, we can break it into phases, do like the front yard first and then the backyard second. So we have many different options to do that. And we also have financing available too.
And talk about your accreditation first, then go into the financing. So what's your accreditation? I follow you on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. And I see when you're at these conferences and these conventions and you're getting all these accreditations. What are they? What does it mean? And why should our listeners care?
Yeah, so I'm a certified outdoor lighting designer. And I'm also a teacher of that course at the annual thing. So yes, I'm teaching guys stuff, and you even learn more when you have to teach something too. So that's cool. Awesome. I'm also a certified low voltage lighting technician, and I just had one of my guys take that course as well. So what that means is it was the certified outdoor lighting designer course was a 3-year course. We had many different projects we had to complete and get graded on, and now I'm a teacher of that course as well. And then the certified low voltage lighting technician was it was a pretty tough test, and it had I think it was 10 modules that you had to go around and hands-on to know that you know what you're doing with low voltage lighting.
And why should our listeners care about that?
So the biggest problem out there is landscapers doing lighting.
Yes.
And not all landscapes. I'm not putting all landscapes in the same boat. I don't want to make people mad, but a lot of the bigger companies will have separate guys that do the lighting. That's fine. It's the ones that they're smaller companies. They're using the same guys that are planting trees to do your lighting, and they are not doing it correctly. They're not using wire connectors or anything.
When you came to my house, you were the third guy we had out, and we had two landscape guys come before that had landscape companies. And my wife's like, I would like that, I would like that, I would like that. It can't be done. Or if you're going to do it, it's going to cost a fortune. And you came out, and we said, we'd like that, we'd like that. And you're like, oh, no problem. You know, we just got to run this over here. We got to put a box over there. But, you know, whatever. And, you know, she got what she wanted, Jeremy, which you know.
Always wins.
It's the best plan of attack.
Yeah.
Just write the check, close your eyes.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, you never recover it, right? No. You always trade things out, and you never get what you trade out. You always cut a great deal with the wife. My wife has never paid off anything.
Yeah.
But she
it
always.
It is weird. I
should get what I negotiated prior to Mike coming out and lighting up my house.
It never happens, though.
I would have been the happiest husband in all of Northbrook.
Forget about it.
They're like, forget about it. Really, uh-huh. Forget about it. Because what I negotiated was a great deal for me.
I'm sure.
Didn't get any of it. But that's
she got the lighting, though.
She got the lighting.
That's confusing.
It's
how
very.
Does that,
yeah. I've been doing this a long time. Okay. I've been making the same mistake. But I'm still married, which is saving me thousands of dollars.
Yes, it is.
So whatever the light caught me, I'm still ahead. I'm just another tip for all you young married men out there. Yeah. Just
stay married.
Stay safe.
Stay married.
It's not worth it. Trust me.
Cheaper to keep her.
Stay in line. Just stay in line.
Just do it.
Stay in your lane.
Yep.
For our listeners, want to reach out to you, Mike, and you've got pictures of all your projects. I'm
yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Phone number 262-358-9100. Or WNGNMike.com, and there's photos on there of all different stuff that we've done.
All right. Got a text from John Hansen in Studio
D. That.
Hochberg, it's Hansen. Our hydraulic fluid is leaking in Studio D. send MegaPro's Jeremy.
Yeah, that
I didn't know there's any. I didn't know we had hydraulic fluid going through this.
I think
it might be something else, John Hansen. Something else might have sprung a leak. No, I don't want to go into too much detail.
That hinge probably is doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we blame John Hansen.
I would definitely blame John Hansen. Yeah, John Hansen. Without a doubt.
John Hansen. Check's going. The invoice is going to John Hansen. Yeah. Once again, the phone number.
262-358-9100.
All right, buddy. 312-981-7100. We're going to come back with more real estate talk in Home Sweet Home Chicago after these messages. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Gene in Atlanta, thanks for listening. Thanks for holding on that long. Jim in Batavia, we're picking you up next. How can we help you, Gene?
I'm helping my daughter. First of all, I love you guys. I'm an Atlanta, former Chicagoan, and I stream you guys every Saturday morning. Love you.
We appreciate that, Gene. How can we help you and your daughter?
Got a quick question. Trying to help her with her credit score.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, she was financially irresponsible. She's cleaned up her act, has a full-time job, pays her bills, but her credit is 621 right now.
Okay.
When we look at her Equifax numbers, it shows, it's interesting. In January, it showed 3 outstanding credit balances. When I bring it up now, it shows 1.
Okay.
How do we go about paying these off? Do we write them a letter and ask what is the balance?
Here's what you do.
Pay those off?
Here's what you do. Have her give you all the credit card information that she has, right? All the statements, all the most recent statements. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you'll
got no open credit right now.
She has
are collections. She's got
collections now. Yeah. Okay,
all in collections. Correct.
All right, so that's a different story. Okay, so here's what you do, right? You got a long term play here. She's not buying a home anytime soon, right?
She would love to in about 3+ years.
Okay, perfect. So we're playing the long game here. So that collection company bought that debt from a credit card company for pennies on the dollar. You understand so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just use this as an example. She owes $5,000 to ABC credit card companies. They sold it to XYZ collection company for $1,000, so they got their $1,000. Okay? Got it?
Yeah.
The game with the collection companies is to collect as much money of that close to $5,000 as they can so they can make as much money as they can. Nothing wrong with that. It's America. It's a business.
Yeah.
Okay? So your job is to play the other side of it and to get as close to zero as you can. All right? So you're going to call up the collection companies and you're going to say, all right, I owe you five. I could send you a check right now for $2,500. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You better have the ABA routing number and the account number ready to go because they're going to want to suck that money right out of your account. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before you send them anything, after you negotiate your deal, you have them write you something so you have something in writing confirming what you just agreed to.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you send us this, we will, and you want to ask for a pay and delete letter. Okay? As if the pay and delete, as if the collection was never there.
Not a settlement.
Not a settlement letter. A pay and delete.
Not a settlement. Got it.
Okay. And then what you want, to cut your best deal possible. And then we send you over to Josh because BMO's got a couple of great credit enhancement programs, which I've got about 178 people on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to follow that plan. And she's going to go from a 621 to a 650 to a 660 to a 690 to a 750 within the next 12 months. If she does everything we tell her to do.
Excellent.
Do you have credit cards, Gene?
I do.
Okay. How many are you? Do you have good credit?
I have excellent credit.
Okay. I want to make sure before I tell you to do something.
Yeah. So like eight something.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at you, braggy pants down there. All right. Well, that's great. All right. So what you want to do now is contact a couple of the credit card companies and add her to your credit that's already established, Miss 800, which is phenomenal, and add her as an authorized user and put her in the sidecar so she gets to ride along with you.
But don't give her the card.
Yeah, never give her the card.
But don't give her the card.
Yeah, don't give her the card.
With the Bank of America, and you know, here's my test and learning ground. So she pays me, and she has to deal with me if she doesn't pay me, which is I'm scarier than
Nice. Than any collection agency.
I'm terrified just talking to you, and we're about 900 miles away. No, but what I would say here is this. Put her on as a sidecar. You don't even have to give her the card. Right? She gets the benefit of your charging, and then you'll know that she's back when her mailbox starts blowing up with credit card offers. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's the dangerous point right there, because we need to regulate what she opens and how many she opens over a certain period of time. And then what she does with those credit cards when she gets them. And somebody didn't like me saying the four T's, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation. I respectfully don't agree with you, because I've been saying it for years, because people understand that, right? And I don't know, that person, the texter said they didn't like one of the teas. Well, I'm sorry that you don't like toothpaste, okay? Because here's the deal. That's what everybody remembers, right? It's basic functions of life, okay? And that's what it is, all right? It's words. Get over it, all right? Mm-hmm. But use it for what you need. Pay it off every Friday. But that's 200 level. Right, we got to get the 100 level, which is getting her back on the grid, you settling up her collections, and then we start the rebuilding process. Okay, Jean in Atlanta?
Got it. Got one more quick question. When I look at her Equifax report, and I click it back to date reported in January, it shows three creditors, and they're very small amounts, by the way.
Right.
Total, it's maybe $1,500.
Okay.
There's three of them,
right,
all from the same merchant's credit guide.
Yeah.
Now when I click on it and I say, show me April, it only shows one.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know what's happening there, but make sure that you call Credit's Guide, whatever it is, right? Have your daughter and you're on the line, because they won't talk to you about her credit.
One other quick thing of advice, you can go in and dispute that. So go into your credit agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and you can pull a report, and then you can dispute that, because it could have been a double or triple reporting on something that's inaccurate.
True.
And a lot of times we're able to get that off by filing a dispute, which a letter goes out to that company, and then they have to
30
verify.
Days.
Right, they have to verify what is out there on your credit.
You have 30 days.
Actually, I do believe, honestly, you know, I'm an honest person, and I believe they are all three of them are real bills.
All right, then just
we've seen for a couple of years. Yeah.
Then just go ahead. And if it's $1,500 and you've got the $1,500 and you have her pay you back $100 for 15 months, just the quicker you can make it go away, the better.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Excellent.
You got a question, Jeremy?
Yeah, I was wondering what the difference between a settlement was and what did you call it?
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Josh.
Josh, Jeremy.
I'm you right now. A settlement is basically you owe $1,000, I'm paying you $500, so we came to an agreement, and it's not looked as it's favorable, but it doesn't fall off your credit. So you're still dinged on it, but not as much. That obviously if it wasn't there, it wasn't there.
Right. If you could call up and say, I'll give you $750 of the $15 and get a pay and delete, that's even better.
And how often does that happen?
It happens. It's each one's different.
Okay.
There's thousands.
Depends on who owns the debt.
All right, there's tens of thousands of collection companies out there, so God knows who you're going to get and who's going to answer the phone. Might be having a good day or a bad day, and they might want to help you, or they might be a jerk and not want
to
help you.
The tip to Gene is be really sweet on the phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Gene, be as sweet as possible.
We are. I have been southernized, and I say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir.
Yeah. Wonderful.
What part of Chicago were you from?
We lived in Naperville and Lincoln Park. But, yeah. 30 years, but moved down here. But I listen to you guys, Lou Manfredini, every single Saturday morning. And, you guys, I love you.
All right. Well, we appreciate
it. One other question. I'm just worried, is there anything else that's going to come out of collections that would not be listed on Equifax?
You never know. You'll never know. That's why we gotta do a tri-merge credit poll. It would be better if we pulled it as if she's applying for a mortgage, because she will be in 3 years. Make sure that there's nothing underneath the hood, and then scrub her down and make sure you get a thorough cleaning, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, and we'll call you this week, Gene, okay?
Thank you.
All right, my friend, hang on. 312-981-7200. Jim in Batavia, got a question about hail damage.
Yeah, I have a question for Mike Houston. With all the wind and the hail that we've had in the past, couple of weeks, I got a parade of people, contractors, ringing my doorbell saying that I have damage on my roof. How can you tell if you have damage? A lot of people have gone through these contractors. They settled through their insurance companies, but I'm very wary of, you know, guys just coming around ringing my doorbell saying that you have damage on your roof.
Be wary, Jim. Wait for or find a contractor you know and trust, established, long time. Lindholm's been in business since 1949. Obviously, we're not the only roofer out there. You don't know if your home was damaged by hail until someone comes out and inspects it for you, a professional. Honest, integrity, that's what you're looking for.
Put a set of eyes on it.
Yeah. Put a set of eyes on it. Look at your soft metals. Did Look they? At your gutters and downspouts. See if you see any dings or dangs in those.
Do they have to go on the roof, or can they just basically look at it from the street level and say,
no.
Oh, you got damage up
no,
there?
No, you got to look a little closer than that. Even if it's a steep, impossible-to-climb roof, get your ladder up to the gutter line. You'll see things. You'll be able to mark things off or notate things, take photos.
Yeah, somebody's got to go up there, Jimmy.
Yeah, they don't have super eyes.
Do you service Batavia?
I do.
All right, Jimmy, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd Cleaning product. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, or 7200. That's AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line.
I can't talk.
I don't understand the whole concept.
It's magical.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch.
You understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell the contraception story.
Wrong word.
Yeah, whatever. It began with a C. Let's not get critical here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, last stretch of the show here. Mike in Chicago, last question. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I had some debt that was sold to a creditor, debt collector. Can the original creditor still stay on my credit report, even though it's been sold to the debt collector and they also on my credit report?
Josh?
Or can I have one of those wiped off?
Yeah, usually it's only one. Usually it's only one debt on there.
Yeah, you can't.
I would file a dispute. I would dispute them both and see. You never know. I've seen them both fall off.
Yeah, you can't get double dinged there, Mike. So you should contact your original creditor and have them remove it.
I would just go into all three credit bureaus and dispute them all and see what happens.
If you go to annualcreditreport.com and pull your credit report for all three, don't pay the 20, 40 bucks for the credit scores because they're worthless. You'll have a report. Mm-hmm. Each one will have a report and a dispute path on how you could dispute it. Okay, buddy?
Easiest way to do it.
Okay, thanks.
And then by law, they have 30 days to research it and get back to you.
You can do that electronically on the web, like the easiest path.
Yep. Annual, type it slowly, annualcreditreport.com. Annual. Okay. I'm just putting out general warning. Annualcreditreport.com. Run your credit. You'll get a report from each of the three credit agencies. Save them. There'll be a number, a file number, and a path to go to dispute. Okay?
Okay.
Don't pay for the credit scores. It's worthless.
Okay.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Mike talked a lot about hail damage today. If our listeners want more information about getting the inspection, another texter, you said 12 months after the event they have to get an inspection, right, and file a claim.
Every insurance company I've dealt with or talked to says you have 12 months from the date of the storm.
Okay. If our listeners want to have you and your team, local, professional, in business, how long?
Pardon? Oh, 73 years since 1949, actually 74.
Not some fly-by-night storm chaser up on their roof inspecting it.
Local and accredited. 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337. info@lindholmroofing.com.
Josh, for our listeners wanting, you got a ton of texts here, Josh, from our listeners wanting to get free complimentary consultations. I guess that one call from the gentleman who had the 70-year-old parents wanting you to look at their seven-digit portfolio sparked a lot of our listeners into action here. What's the best way to reach you?
847-756-5512 or Joshua, Joshua, dot Herman, Herman, at BMO.com.
And that purse that your wife wants is $4,972.
no problem.
Hey, when you give me that card, I'm ready to
It is. I looked it up. It's 49. He's like, how much you think that is? I'm like, 5 G's. He's like, no way. All right,
$4,900. You're like a professional at expensive handbag.
I said, which
I didn't
purse?
Know the brand. I never heard
I said,
it.
Which purse do you
Gucci.
Want?
Gucci.
She sent me a picture with the brand.
You knew.
Does it come with $4,800 in it?
No.
No.
Never.
It could. No. Yes.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Double.
It's $4,970 with another $5,000 inside of it. Yeah. Nice play, Mike. I didn't even think of that. If Mike, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
262-358-9100 or WGNMike.com.
I'm not a bad guy, but if you want to buy me a $5,000 bag and put 5 G's in it, I'll be a bad guy.
Yeah. That's nice.
I'm just saying.
I like that. I mean, I'm not a bag guy.
Well, just run the numbers there. It's pretty simple.
I'll take a paper bag and $4,900.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a fundraising campaign for that.
Put it in GoFundMe.
Yeah, right?
Put in one of those Costco bags. I don't care. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Great job today.
I really want to figure out. I need a update on when you're going to be ready to Facebook Live.
I'm calling.
Yeah, like, where's Zuck at?
I don't know. Somebody's going to be zucking something. I'm not happy.
You know he's listening.
I don't know
right?
what I did. I mean, listen.
I'll give you a cell phone number.
I would like, if I'm going to get banned, I'd rather go out with a bang.
Yeah, you should have done something way worse.
I'm banned for 28 more days.
Yeah. I think you just did.
Okay. Well, you know, go out the blades of glory. Just don't
60
give me.
Days.
Just don't give me. You know, yeah, you want another 30? Here you go, smart guy. Yeah, it's been the story of my life. Shut your mouth, Hochberg. All right, this is David Hochberg. If our listeners want to reach out, get more information about financing or a lot of enhancing credit costs today.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, if you're looking to do something in the future, credit is the key. So give us a call. We'll take care of you. 866.
just call
it's
me.
It's not this one.
855-56-DAVID or go to 56David.com.
That's a good one.
Don't call 981-7200 because John Williams will pick up and go, I don't know any of this stuff. What's going on here? Call Hochberg. 855-563-2843. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. And we'll be back next Saturday.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford. Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank, and Mike Long, Mike's Landscaping Lighting. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.